Welcome to September's podcast. My name's Mark Cosgrove and I'm the head of programme here at Watershed. This is going to be a short podcast, which is appropriate, as for the past 3 weeks I have been selecting and programming short films for Encounters Short Film Festival coming in November. It's a pretty exhausting task. Exhausting, I hear you exclaim. Watching short films is exhausting! Exclamation mark. Trust me, getting through 400 odd short films, jumping from one imagination to another, for example from elderly Danish women's reminiscences, to Palestinian animation via Thai ennui and British urban angst, makes for a head bursting full of images, to such an extent that waking becomes dreaming becomes waking. I found I could begin to understand Inception. However, reality blurred to one side, what always strikes me is the creativity and imagination that spills from the screen in the short film form. I've said this before, and I'll say it again, short films display a much wider breadth of creativity than their larger, bigger sibling, the feature film. Feature films need more money, and with money invariably comes compromise, or at least less risk-taking, whereas in short film, directors can experiment and explore. The range is breathtaking, if a little mind-bending, if consumed in large quantities over a short period of time. The Encounters programme will be announced in September. Check their website for updates at encounters-festival.org.uk or follow on Twitter at twitter.com/encounters-sff. Still in the short film world, Depict is the micro short online competition. Again, it is extraordinary what can be achieved in the maximum of 90 seconds. You can see some classic examples and previous winners at the Depict website, which is depict.org. You may also be able to see them at cinema near you. We have been working with some industry partners to digitise last year's winners and supply them to cinemas around the country to screen with feature films. Curzon Cinemas in London were first to offer, and Cornhouse in Manchester, Showroom in Sheffield follow. It's a great way of getting new talent out onto the big screen. At Watershed, we'll be showing Sam Firth's wonderful 90-second documentary, ID, with the girl who played with fire. Throughout September, there are a number of opportunities to see older films and new restored prints. Fritz Lang's extraordinary visionary Metropolis has been restored with newly found footage, which brings the film closer to Lang's original vision. We are also working with the British Film Institute's National Film Archive to showcase some lesser-known British cinema from the 30s, 40s and 50s, and in addition, also screening Alberto Cavalcanti's Gently Subversive, Went the Day Well, which imagines a quaint English village being infiltrated by Nazis. Collectively, they remind you of the rich history that cinema has. Finally, if film, history and apps are your thing, then I thoroughly recommend Time Travel, which has brilliant archive footage of Bristol. That's all for September. I'm off to recover from short film overload.